means to take the refuge and the five precepts, please.
Very good. So the taking the three refuges means taking the refuge in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. And a refuge means a place where you can go for safety, for security, for wisdom, for knowledge, for love, for all the things which you need in life. This is your refuge. You know, life is a very difficult place sometimes. There's a lot of stress, a lot of disappointments, even really a lot of tears in our life. And when we ever have those moments of deep suffering and pain, we need a place to go to. Sometimes it can be a physical place. It can be with some people you love and respect, but it can also be in some principles. So we take refuge in the principles of Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha as a place where we can go, especially in times of difficulty and strife in our life. So the Buddha for me is a symbol of wisdom and virtue, and especially that wisdom and compassion. Because even in places like Australia, many, many people actually buy Buddha statues and put them in their garden. They have Buddha statues and put them in their garden. Even they may be Christians, it's one of the most popular garden ornaments. And the reason why they do that is because the Buddha is a symbol of peace and kindness, even for non-Buddhists. Even I found out that during the Second World War, Winston Churchill, the Prime Minister of UK, had a Buddha statue next to his bed throughout the Second World War. And he did that because he realized that that was a symbol of hope, a symbol of kindness and peace during some of the most difficult times. A Second World War, when you're Prime Minister and leader of a great country. So even the Prime Minister, Winston Churchill, had some idea of refuge in the Buddha. And a refuge in the Dhamma means a refuge in truth. Common sense, asking questions, logic, reason, evidence, science. That's what we mean by the Dhamma, taking refuge in that. So not just believing what someone says, and certainly not just believing what I say because I say it, but thinking for yourself, investigating, meditating, contemplating, so you know that what's said is actually true. Have refuge in real truth, not just blind belief. And the last, a refuge in the Sangha. The Sangha traditionally means a community of monks and nuns, but it also means why are you a monk, why are you a nun? Because of that commitment to practice those teachings. So the refuge in the Sangha is always a refuge into not just believing these things, but actually practicing them. And seeing what it's like to keep five precepts, seeing what it's like to meditate. And if you try these things out, you'll find out, like everybody finds out, that keeping the five precepts is not some restriction on your life, but it actually frees you. It brings trust to your life because you vow not to lie. And we value honesty so much in Buddhism that even if you make a mistake, you're honest, you open up and say, yes, I did make a mistake. Yes, I did sort of cheat on you. Yes, I did take the drugs. Be honest first of all, because once is honesty, then there's an opportunity for doing something to solve the problems of our life. Yes, I am an addict. Yes, I am a gambler. Yes, I do these things. Be honest, first of all. Because in Buddhism, we don't have punishment. So you don't have to fear being honest. And especially with members of your family. Your husband, your wife, your kids, your parents. Please be honest to them. And in your family, please value honesty above everything else. And then your kids, your partner, will never be afraid of letting you know what's going on. Even if it's something they're ashamed of, they know that you will understand. By being honest, we're saying, I've made a mistake, please help me. Honesty is important. And we have the precept of not indulging in alcohol or drugs. The reason is, number one, you don't need them to be happy. Am I a happy monk? I've never taken alcohol for about 40 years now. You don't need alcohol to have a good time. And in fact, you have a much, much better time without it. And these days, for me, I see people taking alcohol. They're really stupid. You don't need that. And sometimes people take so much, they lose total control, and they can sometimes even hit their wife. And they just don't know what they're doing. So you don't need alcohol. Especially you don't need these non-medicinal drugs. The medicinal drugs, if you're a diabetic, please take the insulin. Don't kill yourself. And if you've got a headache, take an aspirin. What it means is don't take marijuana, coke, ice, meow meow, all these other drugs which are around. Because they just, yeah, they give you a big high, but a lot big low afterwards. You don't need it to be happy. And, of course, we have the precept of not committing adultery. Which means if you're committed to someone, commit to them. Husband, wife. So if you keep the precepts, a wife doesn't have to mistrust you. She knows that she is the only woman in your life. No mistresses. You've got a mistress already. One mistress, your wife, and that's enough. One husband. Look, one husband is enough suffering. Why do you want two or three or four? So you just commit just to one person. And that is an important social bond. I'm saying this because I know that sometimes, you know, when people do commit adultery, it's not just your partner you hurt, your kids as well. And I've seen this. People who committed adultery, they feel so ashamed. And their kids said, "Daddy, why did you do that? I can't forgive you sometimes because you hurt Mummy." So also think of your children as well, and never commit adultery. And then we have not stealing. It's wonderful that when we keep the precept of not stealing, then people actually trust us. It means you can leave your handbag around, you can leave money around. You don't have to keep worrying that someone's going to take it. It's so wonderful that you can be safe when you know that people won't steal and take what's not yours. And lastly, we don't kill. Don't kill animals, don't kill people. Even in my room, I'm very, very happy to have a friend sharing my room. A nice little cockroach. So I befriended the little cockroach up in my room over there. So don't try and get him out. He belongs there. So I can live with a cockroach. It's a big room which I stay in up the top there. There's plenty of room for both of us. And hopefully that cockroach can have a family one day. We have lots of little cockroaches in there to share the room with. So you don't need to keep killing all these beings, if at all possible. See if you can live with them, if at all possible. So we don't go around swatting mosquitoes and killing other beings, if at all possible. And those of you who like fishing, because I know that many Singaporeans like fishing, I make an exception. If you like fishing, you can keep doing your fishing without breaking the precepts. Only one important thing. When you have your rod and your line and you cast it into the water, just make sure you don't have a hook on the end of the line. That way it can be so peaceful for you. Just put the rod in the line, you can sit there all day, you don't get disturbed by getting a fish on the end of the line. So you can still go fishing but no hook on the end of the line. And those are our five precepts. What that does, it means you are harmless. You don't go around harming animals, you don't go around harming people's possessions by stealing, you don't harm your partner by committing adultery, you don't harm your friends by lying, you don't harm yourself by taking alcohol and drugs. So you become someone who spreads fearlessness in this world. There's a lot of fear in this world. People walk on the streets at night and they don't know whether there's a thief waiting to steal your purse. There's a lot of fear when you commit to someone in a marriage. Is that person going to commit to me? Are they going to still love me after 5, 10 years, or are they going to get a mistress? There's a lot of fear. And the idea of precepts is to take that fear out of life. So you can live happily at peace knowing the person you love is going to love you and commit to you. Knowing you can trust people, they won't steal. Knowing that you're not going to, there's not going to be so much violence in the world. So those five precepts are precepts which bring the lack of fear in the world, where people can trust one another and they don't need to feel afraid in each other's company, because they know these are people with precepts. So those are the five precepts and the three refuges. Do we do them in Pali or in English? Do them in English. In both. Let's do them in English, because English speaking, how many of you know Pali? Actually, most of you do, I'm quite surprised. Okay, we'll do them in both, in Pali and English. So I will do them in Pali first, and then I'll do them in English. Okay?
Shall we start with three prostrations first?
Yes, okay.
Let's do three prostrations first.
So you want to bow three times? And now we can do the Namo Tassa in Pali, because everybody knows that. You can chant with me.
Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa.
Now for the three refuges, please repeat after me. I go for refuge to the Buddha.
I go for refuge to the Buddha.
I go for refuge to the Dhamma.
I go for refuge to the Dhamma.
I go for refuge to the Sangha.
I go for refuge to the Sangha.
For the second time, I go for refuge to the Buddha.
For the second time, I go for refuge to the Buddha.
For the second time, I go for refuge to the Dhamma.
For the second time, I go for refuge to the Dhamma.
For the second time, I go for refuge to the Sangha.
For the second time, I go for refuge to the Sangha.
For the third time, I go for refuge to the Buddha.
For the third time, I go for refuge to the Buddha.
For the third time, I go for refuge to the Dhamma.
For the third time, I go for refuge to the Dhamma.
For the third time, I go for refuge to the Sangha.
For the third time, I go for refuge to the Sangha.
That completes the three refuges. I now chant them in Mandarin. No, I won't.
Pali.
In Pali, okay. Buddhang saranang gacchami.
Buddhang saranang gacchami.
Dhammang saranang gacchami.
Dhammang saranang gacchami.
Sanghang saranang gacchami.
Sangam saranang gacchami.
Dutiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami.
Dutiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami.
Dutiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami.
Dutiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami.
Dutiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami.
Dutiyampi sangam saranang gacchami.
Tatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami.
Tatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami.
Tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami.
Tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami.
Tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami.
Tatiyampi sangham saranang gacchami.
Tisavana gamanang parikunang. That means the three refuges are complete. So now we give the five precepts, in English first and then in Pali. I undertake the precept.
I undertake the precept.
To refrain.
To refrain.
From intentionally killing living beings.
From intentionally killing living beings.
I undertake the precept.
I undertake the precept.
To refrain.
To refrain.
From taking what is not given.
From taking what's not given.
I undertake the precept.
I undertake the precept
to refrain.
To refrain
from adultery.
From adultery.
I undertake the precept.
I undertake the precept
to refrain.
To refrain
from deliberately lying.
From deliberately lying.
I undertake the precept.
I undertake the precept
to refrain.
To refrain
from consuming alcohol.
From consuming alcohol
and non-medicinal drugs.
And non-medicinal drugs
that might cloud my mind.
That might harm my mind.
And now in Pali. Panatipata.
Panatipata.
Veeramani.
Veeramani.
Sikkhapadam.
Sikkhapadam.
Samadhiyami.
Samadhiyami.
Adinadana.
Adinadana.
Veeramani.
Veeramani.
Sikkhapadam.
Sikkhapadam.
Samadhiyami.
Samadhiyami.
Kamesu.
Kamesu.
Vichachara.
Vichachara.
Veeramani.
Veeramani.
Sikkhapadam.
Sikkhapadam.
Samadhiyami.
Samadhiyami.
Musavada.
Musavada.
Veeramani.
Veeramani.
Sikkhapadam.
Sikkhapadam.
Samadhiyami.
Samadhiyami.
Sura.
Sura.
Meraya.
Meraya.
Majja.
Majja.
Pamada.
Pamada.
Tana.
Tana.
Veeramani.
Veeramani.
Sikkhapadam.
Sikkhapadam.
Samadhiyami.
Samadhiyami.
That completes the five precepts. I will now give the five precept blessing. Imani pancha sikkhapadani silena sukhatin yanti silena bhoga sampada silena niputin yanti tasma silang visodaye.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
So those three refuges and five precepts become a very important part of your spiritual journey. You know, from this moment on, you can legitimately call yourself a Buddhist who has gone for refuge to the Triple Gem. You may think this is just an ordinary ceremony, but spiritually, psychologically, it goes very deep inside of you. It's something you will remember, especially in your last moments when you die. It's something which is a great gift, which is given to you, a very great psychic spiritual gift by the Buddha. You are walking in the footsteps of many hundreds of millions of people in the past through many lands who have taken this step to commit themselves to a Buddhist path of peace, compassion, truth and freedom. A path which actually does give the results, not just in this life but in future life. A path which you can check out for yourself whether it's true or not. You can ask any questions. And if you don't get a good answer, you can ask the question again. It is a path where you take responsibility for your progress, but with the help of all of your friends, what we call Kalyanamitta, or noble friends, including the monks and nuns who come here, which make you a part of a great big community, a kind, loving, accepting community, where we don't encourage anger or guilt or criticism, except positive feedback. Is a path of great psychological and spiritual beauty and progress. And I wish you all a lot of happiness, peace, freedom and peace in this path. May your minds glow with the Dhamma. May your hearts be free, kind and loving. Thank you.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Thank you very much, Ajahn Brahm, on behalf of everyone here. Thank you.
Very good.
Okay, so we'd like to invite you for Dana. And if you would like to make a donation to Ajahn Brahm's monastery, please don't give it to him directly, but place it in the box outside, which is marked Bodhiyana Monastery. Thank you.